We're going to move from the court to the stands now, from who plays basketball to who watches it. The well-known sports writer Buzz Bissinger started a prickly debate last week with a post on the Daily Beast that asked a provocative question. Are whites losing interest in a game in which the number of white players not only continues to dwindle, but also no longer features a white superstar? Bissinger argued that the answer is yes, and white fans, he said, are drifting away from the NBA. In a minute, we're going to hear more from Bissinger, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the book Friday Night Lights, but there were plenty of people whose reaction basically comes down to, what are you kidding me? And one of them is the sports writer Kevin Blackistone. He's a national columnist for the sports blog AOL Fanhouse, and he's a regular panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Now, Buzz, I'm going to begin with you, and
sure.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to quickly make the case, to lay out the case that you made in that provocative column of yours.
Well, the case that I made, and it's based on my opinion, although there are some studies that back it up, is simply this. The percentage of black players in the NBA has remained fairly constant for about a decade at least. It's about 75%. Meanwhile, the percentage of American white players has dropped precipitously over the past 30 years to 10%, and there is no white superstar. The rest is made up by players from Europe, and it's my feeling, it's based on studies, it's based on anecdotes, it's based on talking to fans all over the place, that it's very difficult at this point for some whites to identify with the game. And I think every race in whatever sport you do tend to identify with members of your own race.
But, Buzz, you're making your argument in part on ratings. And I have to say, I'm looking at the ratings for the All-Star game over the weekend, that seems to shoot a pretty big hole in your argument. The ratings were the highest since 2003.
The ratings were up for the All-Star game. There's no question about it. The ratings are up for regular games. And there is one simple reason for that. It's called LeBron James and the Miami Heat. And they're really watching because they hate the Miami Heat. Will that last until next year? I don't know.
Kevin Blackstone, let's bring you into this. You've got the rebuttal. Does Buzz Bissinger have a central point that white Americans are less likely to follow a sport enthusiastically if it lacks a critical mass of white players or a white superstar?
You know, I'm really not sure about that, because when I go to games around the country, predominantly the ticket buyers are not of color. They are predominantly white audiences.
Well, they're 70% white, but attendance
right.
is down. 18 of 30 teams are facing apparently enormous financial problems. It's been proven by professors from Cornell and the Wharton School of Penn. Racial discrimination among referees.
Well,
Kevin Blackstone.
We know that there are white folks in this country who have problems watching black folks do anything. But on the other hand, I mean, we know that economics are playing a role in this too. We know that there are NFL teams that are suffering greatly, and that's because of economics. That's not because most of the rosters are black and most of the fans are white, and they don't want to buy tickets anymore to go see black players. I don't understand.
Is the culture of the sport right now part of the issue here? The way the players behave, not just off the court, but even on the court. Buzz Bissinger, you noted that the behavior on the sideline sometimes can contribute to this. Kevin, do you buy that, or do you dismiss that?
Well, I don't. I mean, I think hip-hop culture, which is what the NBA has become, is one of the most pervasive, original, organic cultural developments that we've had in this country in the last 30 years. And you can go to a suburban mall and walk around, and you're going to see white kids walking around with baggy jeans, their underwear hanging out, listening to rap. And so I think to suggest that the NBA turns off white folks is maybe to suggest that it turns off maybe a certain generation of white folks,
but certainly not
the kids today.
That I agree with. If I had to do the column over, I would have said that I'm talking about my generation, and I'm 56 years old, and people on Twitter or in responding to the column have said, you know, you're out of touch. Young whites love the game, and I think that well may be true. I come from a different generation. However, you know, I don't think young whites, a lot of them could afford the game because they're so expensive.
It's been good to talk to both of you. I hope you come back.
Invite me.
Well, thank you.
That's sports writer Buzz Bissinger. He started a very interesting debate with a post on the Daily Beast, and we've been speaking to him about that. Kevin Blackistone is a national columnist for the sports blog AOL Fanhouse. He's also a regular panelist on ESPN's Around the Horn.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.